Dexter, a fawn-coloured French bulldog, lives with his human in an apartment in New York City. He eats food cooked especially for him, has four beds, and countless tennis balls. Size small, of course. According to his human, Dexter enjoys eating, sleeping, and sniffing. But Dexter has another life his human knows nothing about. He is the famous Detective Dexter. Every morning after his human leaves for work, Dexter puts on his detective hat, heads out onto the terrace, leaps onto the ledge, and hops onto the fire escape where he keeps an office. His trusty assistant, a Pomeranian named Peanut, is always early, and there is always a line of city dogs who need help. Today there is a line, but no Dexter. Peanut hops down onto his terrace to see what's going on. Dexter is almost never late. She peeks inside, and there he is, sneezing. She taps on the window.
Are you okay, Dexter?
I've got a cold.
Oh, no!
My human is going to take me to the vet.
Are you sure it's not allergies? I mean, spring has sprung.
Oh, unfortunately, it is not.
Oh, you're really sick. I'm sorry, Double D.
Thank you, Peanut. I will not be able to work today.
I'll send the dogs home. You rest up, and in the meantime, I'll close up the office until further notice. I hope it clears right up.
And I as well, Peanut. I am so stuffy.
His human appears. Peanut ducks out of sight. Dexter's human puts his harness on, and they walk out the door. All the way to the vet they go.
I don't like the vet. Cookie after visiting or not. I'm not that sick.
They sit in the waiting room for quite a while. Then it's Dexter's turn. Into the exam room they go.
How my nose runs. This is really terrible. All I need is a good nap and it will clear up.
Looks like he's got a sinus infection. I want to check a few things and we'll give him some nose drops.
They take Dexter into the back.
Oh, I don't like this. And nose drops? No nose drops. Nose does not need drops.
But his nose gets the drops. And after that, Dexter gets a pill inside peanut butter.
I don't mind the peanut butter.
Chill!
Hey!
Dexter looks up. There are a few dogs in the room.
Over here!
He sees him.
A fellow Frenchie.
You're Detective Dexter, aren't you?
I am. We...
You gotta help me. You gotta get me out of here. I played sick so I could get all the couch time I wanted, all the treats, but it must have been too good because now I'm here and they want to run tests.
That is why we don't fake sick, isn't it?
But it's worked every other time. I guess I just faked too sick this time.
I am sorry.
A nurse wipes Dexter's nose.
Stop it. Please, leave it. Oh, wait. Do it again. So much better.
He gets one more nose drop and a drop of another medicine in both eyes.
Oh, I can feel it working already. Well, kind of.
Before Dexter knows it, he's back in his human's arms. The vet is looking at his chart.
Yep, I was right. He's got a sinus infection. Not easy for these guys to get one, but it happens. So lots of rest, nose drops, and lots of snuggles.
But I cannot rest. I must work. So many cases. But I am so tired. It just feels so nice when I close my eyes.
By the time Dexter arrives home, he is ready for a nap.
Oh, I cannot wait to get to bed, rest my head on my little pillow, and go to sleep.
But when Dexter gets into bed, he finds his pillow is missing.
It cannot be. My pillow was just here this morning. I need it to prop my chin up so I do not feel as stuffy, to comfort me when I sneeze, and to keep me warm when my cheeks get chilly.
Dexter looks everywhere. Under the sofa, in the chair by the window, on his human's bed, in the closet, even in the kitchen. But he cannot find it.
It cannot be lost. It must be here. Let me retrace my steps. The last place I know I had it was my bed. But perhaps with this cold... I put it elsewhere and forgot. I went to see Peanut at the window and then we left. So in the time that I left bed, saw Peanut and walked out the door, my pillow went missing. The only one here besides me is my human.
Dexter sees his human washing her hands in the kitchen sink. He studies her.
What's wrong, buddy? Bless you.
Pillow.
You want a cookie?
Pillow.
His human bends over and gives him a kiss on the head. He looks at his bed.
A nap? Okay, you go take a nap. Get some good rest. Oh, you know what?
His human walks to the dryer and opens the door. Out comes his pillow.
In the wash? It was in the wash?
Dexter spins around and heads for bed. He settles in. His human is right behind him. She puts his pillow right under his chin. He nuzzles into it and drifts off into a deep sleep, dreaming of days when he's back at work.